And who is this brother? Some indeed say it's Luke because of the history he wrote, while others suggest Barnabas, for he also refers to the unwritten preaching as the gospel. But why doesn't he mention their names, even as he acknowledges Titus by name and praises him for his collaboration in the gospel, pointing out that Titus was so valuable that Paul could accomplish little of magnitude without him, for, because I found no Titus my brother, I had no relief for my spirit, and for his love towards them, declaring that his inward affection is more abundant towards you, and for his passion in this matter, for, he declares, he went of his own accord. Why doesn't he commend them in equivalent terms or name them? What can we conclude? Perhaps they were unknown to them, so he doesn't linger over their accolades as they've yet to experience their work. He merely provides enough to recommend them to the Corinthians and to keep them free from any negative suspicions. However, let's explore the grounds on which he also lauds this individual. Why does he praise him? Initially, he commends him for his preaching, asserting that he didn't just preach, but did so as he should, with the necessary intensity. He didn't just say he preaches and propagates the gospel, but whose praise is in the gospel. To avoid the appearance of flattery, he calls upon not just one or two or three individuals, but entire churches to bear witness to him, stating, through all the churches. Then he heightens their respect for him from the judgment of those who had selected him. This too is important. Therefore, after declaring, whose praise in the gospel is spread through all the churches, he added,